Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice, Selah. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. In David's time, chariots and horses represented military might, represented a nation's strength. We face this same temptation to sin today, to trust in the military strength of our country for our security, for our safety, when we should trust in the name of the Lord our God. We also suffer the temptation to trust in the prestige of our country, or during eras when we have righteous leaders, in the leadership of our country. It's good to have military strength. It's good to have righteous leadership when God grants it to us. But our trust should always be in the name of the Lord our God. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do pray that you help us keep our trust in you, that you forgive us for the times our trust lies elsewhere. And thank you for your promises to forgive us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.